96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. There's been an ongoing discussion for Sawyer County officials about posting meetings to YouTube. Currently, Sawyer County broadcasts county meetings live through Zoom and posts recordings of the meetings to the county's YouTube channel. During January's administration committee meeting, Sawyer County IT Director Mike Colson presented a report including options for both live broadcasts for meetings and posting video recordings to YouTube.
We've been doing live broadcasts on Zoom since about 2020. And going back even further, we've been posting audio. So just want to give you the options.
Those options ranged from limiting public access, discontinuing live streams altogether, to keeping the current system in place. Similar choices were presented for recordings, including stopping them, posting audio only, or limiting how long videos remain available. District 4 Supervisor Stacy Hessel first expressed concerns about artificial intelligence manipulation to meeting videos during the November meeting.
Being transparent, we are allowing for the Zoom and the live streams, but I think that there should be a sunset on it. And I don't think that we need to put it on YouTube for that long.
She recommended having the videos accessible to board members only after a certain amount of time. Other committee members said recordings are helpful for reviewing past discussions, especially when issues stretch across multiple meetings and aren't fully captured in the written minutes. Vice Chair Ron Buchholz says he has received calls asking for the committee to leave live stream and video recording access as is. During public comment at the beginning of the meeting, one speaker said the meetings are valuable for both the public and board members. The committee ultimately voted to continue posting video recordings of meetings on YouTube. The administration committee is slated to meet again on February 12th. A Marathon County local is in the running for both state and local office, Isabella Nieto reports.
Yiling Xiong is the executive director of New Beginnings for Refugees, a nonprofit aimed at supporting refugees in the Wausau area. He's also an incumbent in the race for the DC Evers School Board and for the Marathon County Board of Supervisors. Now, he's thrown his hat into the ring for state treasurer.
The state treasurer position, often people look at it, that position, and feel that it's a ceremonial position, but it's not. It's about accountability. This position here has held accountable by the Wisconsinites. It's not accountable to the governor or the state legislator.
Xiong is the D.C. Everest Area School District Board Treasurer and represents District 19 on the county board. He says if he wins state treasurer, he would reevaluate his positions locally. But for now, he has plans to continue his campaigns in all three races.
I'm very passionate about the school district. I'm passionate about counties. So I want to make sure that all my residents, all my constituents are taken care of anyway here, especially the students, because the most important assets that we have is our people.
Xiong also says his time as a nonprofit executive director has taught him how to deal with budgets and how to stretch every last dollar.
As the state treasurer, one of my goals here is to be working on that intentional effort and grassroots effort to ensure that there is accountability, there is transparency, returning money back to individuals, expanding financial literacy, and working with partners, building coalitions to address the affordability crisis in the state of Wisconsin here.
Current state treasurer John Leiber, a Republican, is seeking re-election. On the Democratic side, Xiong faces Dylan Helmenstein, a Black Earth Village trustee and school board member, and Eric Wilson, a small business owner and IT project manager, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
The Sawyer County Veterans Service Office is asking residents to join them in showing love to Sawyer County veterans this Valentine's Day. The office is collecting Valentine's Day cards, letters, and artwork now through February 9th for local veterans. Anyone who is wanting to take part this Valentine's Day can drop the cards and letters off at the Veterans Office, located at 16096 US 63 in Hayward. An author of Braden's Law, a new state statute that criminalizes sextortion, is already looking to expand upon it. Representative Brent Jacobson of Mazzini says victims of the crime, including their families if the victim dies by suicide, should be able to sue for damages and be compensated for their losses. Braden's Law is named in honor of Braden Bone, a 15-year-old D.C. Everest Junior High School student who died by suicide last March after falling victim to a sextortion scheme. Jacobson's proposal would clarify potential damages in state law, making it easier for civil lawsuits to stick. The Sawyer County Snowmobile and ATV Alliance is reminding riders that all snowmobiles using Wisconsin's public trails must have a valid trail pass. Passes are required for both in-state and out-of-state riders and expire June 30th. A Wisconsin resident trail pass costs $30, while out-of-state passes are $50. Riders who belong to a Wisconsin snowmobile club can purchase a discounted $10 pass through the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. Trail passes can be purchased online through the DNR's Go Wild system. Stickers are mailed and may take up to 21 days to arrive, but riders will receive a temporary receipt that allows them to ride. The Alliance also reminds riders that trail pass stickers must be displayed on the bottom center of the snowmobile windshield. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Badgers dismiss the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Badgers have this week off after beating the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Kohl Center 92-82. John Blackwell and Nick Boyd combined for 43 points. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Boyd and Blackwell were really good when they needed to be, and a really good team win against a good team.
NBA, the Bucks wrapped up the road trip with another loss, this time 107-79 to the Boston Celtics, the fewest points scored by the Bucks in a game this season. NFL, it's Super Bowl week here in San Francisco. I'll have reports all week on the big game between the Seahawks and the Patriots, who held a pep rally in Foxborough. Quarterback Derek May.
Man, we wouldn't be here without you guys. What a journey, and we still have work left to do. Shout out to these guys. Love you guys. Celebrate when we get back. Go Pats, baby.
That's Patriots quarterback Derek May with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 18 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 7 below zero for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high, once again, right around 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at WBZH.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.